This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Uh-oh, Sue reacted to this piece of bumper music. I almost played September because...
But Earth, Wind & Fire, you can't beat it. Let's groove tonight.
Absolutely. All right, we have Sue's News in the next hour. Our friend Alex Rich from Y98 will join us. I also have a... I don't know how to tease this properly. A Christmas-related story to share here at the top of the hour. But right now, look who's in the studio with us right now, Thomas Helvig and his nephew, Bob Kershaw. We have another in a series of Protecting Your Retirement events coming up next Tuesday, Plaza Frontenac Hilton. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Mark, good.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
We have arrived at the final seminar of 2024. We do five a year. I cannot believe that the year is almost over, but it's coming up here next Tuesday night.
This is the last event of the year, and you don't want to miss it, especially with this election coming. That's what we're going to be talking about. The markets are teetering on this election, and I'm going to read some articles here that people need to know about. This is important stuff.
It is important. You've got, and I've told people this, you've got a guide on the website. If you go to retirementkey.com, you can download a guide that addresses the issue of election uncertainty, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You can do that. So here's what I'd like to read. Here's an article that just came out recently. Billionaire hedge fund manager John Paulson has threatened to remove all of his money from the U.S. markets if Vice President Kamala Harris wins this election. The Paulson & Company founder made the shocking revelation during an appearance on Fox Business News last Tuesday. If Harris is elected, I will pull all my money from the markets, because I think the uncertainty regarding the plans they have outlined will create a lot of uncertainty and the markets are likely to crash. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, responded to Paulson's promise by tweeting legendary investor Warren Buffett was already preparing for this outcome. Buffett has now increased his cash reserves to $277 billion because of this market. Who's going to get elected and who may lose? Paulson cited the policies Harris' campaign laid out that would focus on more centralized price controls and new government spending programs that were all behind his fears. Economists have estimated the plans will cost over $10 trillion.
Oh, that's all?
Folks, we have inflation now. This will destroy the economy.
Well, this is scary what you're saying.
This is really scary.
Right?
I've got a couple things to say, and then I'll finish. The future of the American stock market and economy relies on the winner of the November 5th general election. If they do implement a 25% tax on unrealized gains, that will cause a massive selling of everything. Stocks, bonds, homes, and even art. I think it will cause a crash in the markets worse than that of 1920.
Okay, so now that Thomas has made us all feel a lot better here this afternoon, then along those lines, and there's going to be some risks and some gambles moving forward. But what's your message then when people show up on Tuesday night?
So message is once again, we're not here to scare you folks, but this is real life. This is what's happening.
This is facts.
And this is the future that we are facing. You've worked your entire life to save this money so you could have that comfortable retirement that you've always wanted. We just urge you, don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till the market takes a 40 or 50% crash for you to lose half of all the money that you've worked for all your lives and then make a change.
Yeah.
So we just urge you, come once again. This is the last event. You're going to want to come. You're going to want to hear what we have to say. Thomas has quite a few more articles also that you're going to
going to read a short one from Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, Mark Cuban's interesting.
Mark Cuban is a registered Democrat.
Yeah, by the way, he's in denial about a lot of this, I think.
Well, listen to this article.
Okay, this just came out.
I just listened to him today on some economic things, and Mark seems confused. But what does he say?
Kamala Harris will kill the stock market if she is elected as U.S. president, says Mark Cuban. Cuban has said that it is a terrible proposal, that it will force investors to sell their stocks and assets in order to pay their taxes, which will eventually crash the market. The Dallas Mavericks owner has also warned that this will prevent entrepreneurs to make their companies go public to avoid the complications arising from taxes. Cuban has also apprehended that investors would become less interested in backing startups if the measures proposed by Harris are put into effect.
Yeah, he's right about all that. But what's weird is he's out there every time I look at MSNBC or CNBC, he's hawking stuff for Harris. He
Absolutely. That's why we were so surprised that he actually said this.
Mark Cox even saw the article and he was going to play it today.
He's definitely
a Democrat, but if he does not agree with her policy and she does this, a 25% on unrealized gains, the markets are shot.
It will collapse
the market. So, folks, don't miss this event. Go to your phones, 314-993-9494. Go online at retirementkey.com. You want to come to this event and learn the strategies. We'll protect your life savings and you'll never lose a penny.
Thomas and Bob, great to see you, and I'll see you guys Tuesday night.
Perfect. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw, they will be there. We just need to know that you're coming. You just go to retirementkey.com and we will see you there on Tuesday night. We get stories like this, and something tells me that there's probably going to be a lot more that come out in the aftermath of the pandemic and all the money that was spent. This is a story, though, Sue, that was in the LA Times today. I don't remember this show, and I guess it was a NBC docuseries that was on last year called LA Fire and Rescue. Hmm. Did you ever hear that?
Nope.
Me neither. But people watched it, right? And they were asked in the aftermath, and I guess this was like, it's like reality TV where they were showing these firefighters in LA County, you know, doing heroic things, putting out fires, rescuing people and stuff like that. So at the end of all of the shows on LA Fire and Rescue, people were asked to donate money through a foundation, and they raised a lot of money, like millions and millions of dollars, and they don't know where all the money is.
Oh,
yeah. So They say the foundation that raised the money denies, of course, they always deny wrongdoing. They say all the donations benefited firefighters, with more than $5 million going for the L.A. County Fire Department. But there was also, and I don't know what to think about this. This happens in the nonprofit world, right? They do bonuses. So I have mixed feelings about this. So the person that was responsible for all this was paid $232,500, and that includes a pretty nice bonus because of incentives that were put in to raise money. Well, you know, I mixed feelings. You would say, wait a second, shouldn't all the money go to the charity? But on the other hand, if you have an executive director, if you have a CEO that's bringing in a lot more money, that's what their role is. I'm not so sure I have as big an issue with it. But the bigger problem here is that they had $1.9 million a year that they were getting in contributions, et cetera, and they don't know where all the money went, essentially. They've turned over pages of documents to the county because of this lawsuit. They have $2 million left in the bank account, but a lot of people are wondering where all that money is. And that's just unfortunate, right?
Raise
money for a good cause, and then there's questions and abuse like that. We'll take a break here at the top of the hour. Fox News will come back. I can't believe I have a story that I'm going to share that I hinted toward this in the last hour is somewhat Christmas-related. Are we even at the end of September yet?
No.
We're close. I can't believe this. This is a little shocking. I'm going to share it coming up here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.